That was our friend Charles Barkley, who was on just 2 weeks ago, and we're going to just introduce the usual Charles comment, which is devoid of too much diplomacy. It's more about just being able to speak the truth. I asked Charles, does he think the Suns' decision to play Amari last year was a mistake?
Of course it was. It was stupid of them to try to bring him back. I wouldn't try to bring any jock back in the middle of the, way past the middle of the season, especially a guy who's got a serious injury. He plays really explosive. And obviously, I turned out to be right, which is unfortunate. But now he ended up hurting the other knee, and now he's already hurt going into this season.
That's Charles Barkley. How big a mistake was that for the Suns to play Amari to try to bring him back last year?
I have a hard time putting all that on the Phoenix Suns because I know that Amari was trying so hard to come back, wanted to come back. It's a little bit different than the Kenyon Martin situation in Denver, where they were questioning his work ethic. They were questioning exactly how hurt he was and putting pressure on him to come back. Amari was a different situation. The Phoenix Suns, if they had had their druthers, probably would not have brought him back at all. But he was so eager and pushing so hard to come back, they felt like, you know what, let's give him a look. Let's give him a taste. And once it became clear that he wasn't ready, they were pretty quick to shut it down. So I can't put that much fault on the Phoenix Suns, certainly not as much as I might on the Denver Nuggets in regard to Kenyon Martin, who is going through, by the way, the identical situation now.
And what about Melo and the fact that he has not so much mellowed as matured with that world experience? He stepped it up and regained, I think, a sense of primacy along with LeBron and Mr. Wade.
Yeah, it's great to see. It was a great opportunity for him on the international stage to demonstrate that he is a great player. It almost, in a way, is working against the Denver Nuggets right now, though, because Melo's emergence or reemergence raised the expectations of what they were going to be this year, and that has not happened so far. And I'm already hearing rumblings that there are guys that don't like their roles in Denver who want to be moved elsewhere. We're talking about, the second week in the season? That's never a good sign. So it'll be interesting, but Melo's emergence and their slow start is certainly putting pressure on Coach George Karl to figure this out in a hurry, because with the way he played over the summer, people were expecting a lot more than they've seen so far.
And, you know, we're talking with Rick Bucher, senior writer for ESPN the magazine. Same thing happened in the NFL. First couple of weeks, suddenly everybody's, you know, crowning Super Bowl champions right off the bat. So much pressure to try to pronounce who's going to be good this year and who's not. But you just spent quite some time, I think a week, with the Orlando Magic after a 3-2 start. Tell us about Arroyo, Jameel Nelson, the kind of interesting combination of skills that they bring to the backcourt.
Well, the Orlando Magic in general are a great example. Dwight Howard's another guy who had a great summer, and there are great expectations. But that, by and large, is a young team that takes a delicate hand. And there was talk about a point guard controversy because Carlos Arroyo was playing so well off the bench, and Jameer Nelson was struggling. Having spent a week with him, I know that there's no controversy. The reality is that Arroyo is a great scoring guard off the bench, and that's what you want when you want to change the tempo or when you need a scoring boost. You need that guy coming off the bench who can get points up in a hurry. That's not necessarily the kind of guy you want to start the game, because you want to get Grant Hill and Hedo Turkoglu and Dwight Howard involved. And if you've got a guy who's a scorer, they're not going to get in their rhythm. So Jameer Nelson is far better suited to be a starter than coming off the bench. It doesn't necessarily mean he's the better guard, but he's in a better role. And keep in mind with this too, Arroyo is killing guys coming off the bench. Well, he's playing against the second team. And as anybody knows, guys look great coming off the bench, playing against the reserves. And then you put them in that starting role where they're seeing the best of the best every night. Suddenly, they're not quite as effective as they were before. And people, what happened? What's he doing different? He's not doing anything different. He's just playing against a stiffer level of competition.
It's the higher expectations, and it's also suddenly it's day-to-day. It's not just one game here, one game
right.
there. What about Grant Hill? With all the injuries he's been
yeah.
through, he's always been looked to as such an incredible asset if he can stay healthy.
What impresses me most about Grant Hill is that he was a phenomenal athlete coming in, paid a ton of money, could have easily, last year, the year before, even this season, said, you know what? It's just not worth it to me. I can't be the same player. It takes so much effort. I've been through so many injuries. I've got my dough. I've got my great-looking singing wife. I've got a family. I've got a TV career waiting for me. I'm just going to shut it down. And instead, Grant Hill has molded himself, has worked so diligently on his mid-range game, on becoming a very savvy player. He's a leader on that team, and he's doing it. He's become a crafty veteran. He's not just going past guys. He's making smart plays and living off of his head as opposed to his legs. And he didn't have to do any of that. The only motivation is that Grant Hill, if you wanted an example of a guy who plays, if you took away all the money and all the fame, would still play the game simply because he loves it, Grant Hill is one of those guys. So in some ways, what he's doing now with the Orlando Magic as somewhat of a complementary player, as a role player, to me, is more impressive than anything that he did in his heyday with the Detroit Pistons.
I'll tell you what, it would be nice to see the Suns, and I think they're one of the best coach teams in the NBA, understand that the role model that Grant Hill is,
yeah.
is really what Amar'e Stoudemire should be looking at. Because if he's only playing 10 minutes
yep.
the first 50 games of the year, but he's healthy and ready to go, I'd rather him come in and hit for 10, 12 minutes where he's a real addition to a team that already can play and make the playoffs and win in the playoffs without him.
Nick, it's a great point. There's two elements working here. One is, And this is another factor, I believe, in the reason that they have started so slowly. They played a very short bench last year. And there has to be some carryover of fatigue. And then you throw Boris Diaw out there who looked like he ate every croissant available in France in between the World Championships and the start of the season. He didn't come back the same. And so as a result, I think there's that element, but there's also, with Amar'e, it's not just a matter of the minutes that he plays, but he has to look at himself differently, and much the way Grant Hill does, or the way Antonio McDyess developed his game. I doubt that he's ever going to beast people the way that he did previously. He's going to have to develop a cagier, smarter game, and I see developments where they're finding ways to use him that doesn't require him to make great physical athletic plays and still be a factor. But there are other times where he clearly still tries to do far more than he's capable of with his body as it is. And until that changes, if it ever does, he's going to have to find a way to play a craftier, smarter game if he still wants to be an effective player for the Phoenix Suns.
Yep. We don't want him to go from the comeback player, the new player of the year, to somebody that really hasn't done. And then speaking of the Suns, in our last 40 seconds, Joe Johnson
yep.
is emerging as a leader. The
yep.
Hawks are playing well. Tell us about the Hawks.
Well, I'm just so impressed with Joe Johnson. He has that look that if you leave me open, I'm knocking it down. And the addition of Speedy Claxton, the maturity of some of their other players. I don't know that they're a playoff team, but they are going to be one of those teams that if you don't come to play on a nightly basis, they are going to beat you.
When we come back, one final look at Chicago, whether it's more about offense than defense with a team that most people would say was one of the best defenses in the NBA, but maybe it's more about having the overall game. Talking to Rick Bucher from ESPN The Magazine, you're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline USA's network and Sirius Channel 122.